Jeffrey and Linda Hoppe. Would you guys come on up for a round of applause? Ho!
Thank you, David. And I'm always intrigued by the numerology.
You are.
But it is. I had not realized until I stood with David and he said, today is the 11th month and it's the first day.
That was exciting for you to add all those numbers up.
It is quickly in my mind.
You didn't use your fingers or a piece of paper. You did it all in your mind.
That's four ones, which is... Oh, this is a really quick audience. Four. And we are on shout number
four.
And it's the day of the... Four. It's the day of the dead. So this is kind of meaningless, actually. But it sounds good to say that we're having, you know, it sounds really cool. There was...
I just love it. When you come up here, all of a sudden it's like this, Jeff just goes, oh.
How do you know it's Jeff?
Well, I saw the other thing in the garage this morning. Whoa.
I had just finished my breathing and connecting with Tobias before I came over. And I was kind of in that la-la land. That's not Los Angeles. That's la-la land up there. And I went out to the garage for a moment to have a moment by myself. Have a cigarette.
Should've known better.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, whoa, you'd have thought I was on drugs. And I heard Linda's footsteps coming across the deck. And I was screaming to myself, get back, get back. You don't want her to see you like this. And I couldn't get back. And I'm just like, and she opened the door. Oh, my God. How are you going to get through the day? And it was like, I'll come back. I'll be there. Anyway,
it was interesting. I wish I could have snapped the photo.
I just do it right after I finish channeling. Anyway, how appropriate, Day of the Dead, that we're back for Tobias or whoever is going to come in.
Oh.
Boom. Oh, yes. And, but what a month it was. Whoa. I mean, David asked if anybody, you know, had any change. That's actually all I have left is change. Nothing left. You know, when Saint Germain delivered that channel last month, that was kind of a doozy. It took me.
How many of you thought that was a doozy?
It was a doozy for those who don't speak English means doozy. Yeah, it means
big time.
Big.
Yeah.
Whoa. Doozy. I'll say it with my sexy accent.
Don't do that.
That was some doozy that we had. The only person who finds that amusing or sexy is Linda.
I do.
I know you do. You are my doozy. Anyway, when St. Germain delivered that channel, it took me a couple days to really get back from that. And it was a bit ominous,
mm-hmm.
Foretelling.
Direct.
Scary. Other words.
Foreboding.
Foreboding.
Mm-hmm. Accurate.
Prophetic. And it's, you know, you hear stuff encouraging. Yes, it was. Thank you.
Encourage you to do what?
Run and hide. Dive behind the short wall. No, actually, at the end, we'll go through the slides in a moment, but he felt bad for us.
Yeah,
yes.
He had to come back and bring it around. That's right.
Yeah, you kind of had to listen to the Q&A, too, to hear how he brought it together. And I thought, well, it's pretty amazing, and let's see what happens. And if you saw, the stock market went from, I think it was like close to 12,000 last month at the beginning of the month, and she just took a nosedive. I call it the shock market, because every time I got on the internet, oh, my God, what's happening? And then it spread. Now, it wasn't just here in the U.S. The European markets, Japanese, Russia. I think Russia closed down their markets for a while. And it was just this worldwide craziness. And I am so glad that...
I had some friends that said, you know, Americans are kind of stupid. Look what's going on in your country. And then next week they're like,
next week they're like,
ooh, ooh, I guess it's
too.
Contagious.
So it was a heck of a roller coaster. I think Tobias at the beginning of this calendar year said it was going to be the year of the ping pong.
Yipes.
I would call it hand grenades or something, but ping pong is not an appropriate word, Tobias. But in spite of everything, we're still here. You know, if you had taken off for a month of vacation and gone to a remote desert island, not listened to the news, you wouldn't actually really know anything's happening. I mean, and, you know, I did hit one day of despair. And I'm like, what the hell is happening to our world? And I really found myself spinning out and wondering how bad things could get until the next day, and it got worse. But I was wondering, what is going on with our world? And, of course, you know, yes, I remembered the St. Germain Channel. I remember them telling us 5 years ago that, you know, we were going to be in for a lot of changes after the quantum leap.
But you can't listen to all that. Like, you know, if your mom tells you you're going to hell, you can't live your life believing that.
Really?
Yeah.
But anyway, as I was kind of getting a little spun out, a little into the drama, I heard a little voice.
Just a little one?
I always hear voices. But it was like I took a deep breath. I looked out the window. I actually got up and took a walk outside. And the trees were still there.
Beautiful.
The birds were still singing. The air was still there to breathe. Everything was still there. And it was... I know it sounds a little simple, but it was a profound moment. It's like even the bears and the mountain lions, they don't care. They're still there getting ready for winter. And I took a deep breath, and it's like things just keep going on. So not to get caught in the drama, but what a month.
It is entertaining.
In a warped kind of way,
mm-hmm. Okay.
Strange way, but... Anyway, we're all here. We're back for yet another show. The market actually started to come back up. And
I'm not going to make any inappropriate political comments because...
Then don't. Stop right there.
They're truly hated.
Stop.
But...
Did I tell you about the emails we got last month?
Well, yeah, but you didn't read them to me. Thank you.
No, I didn't.
Okay. But I did vote. I voted for consciousness.
Good. Good. Because that is what we're here to do. Where are we? Over there. Inspire consciousness. By the way, did you notice how beautiful the stage looks today?
Yes.
And this was by complete synchronicity. I was dragging the old, tired-looking, fake, artificial, dead little plants out of the barn yesterday, putting them in the trailer, and I thought, these look really sad. I mean, these are older than Tobias. I mean, it's like... So I put them back, and I remembered we had those beautiful flowers from the Quantum Leap celebration.
Oh, these fun, real flowers?
Well, yeah, but they look lively, and so I packed
them
up.
They are lively.
Linda got some vases and showed up today, and they look so beautiful.
They're happy.
With this stage, they match this Inspire Consciousness poster.
Which you can purchase over in the store if you'd like one. It is quite beautiful, and it is.
This wasn't a commercial message, but these are only $15 today. But and then Norma and Garrett came in, and as they always do, they bring the flowers.
How beautiful.
And it's like, wow, look how you guys got a camera shot, a camera color coordinated. And then I saw Norma. Come on up. Come on. Look how Norma just is color coordinated. Doesn't she look beautiful today? Just autumn colors. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to pick on you, but I noticed that you just kind of would tie in. So when we do the breathing later on, just look at the aesthetics.
You have to try to see if you can tell Norma away from the flowers. What's the flowers? What's Norma?
Where does Norma start and the flowers end? That kind of thing. Yeah. Anyway, we'd like to welcome everybody here. We have a good group today. I noticed when I came down here, staff usually gets here about 8:30 or so, starts setting up for the day. And I walked in, there was an unusually good feeling. a lightness.
And did you bring Halloween candy?
Well, that's what I concluded. Everybody was drinking coffee and eating leftover Halloween candy, so they're all jazzed up. No, there really was a very good feeling.
You did say that.
And then coming back here later, just before we got started, I noticed we have a lot of visitors from out of town.
Yes.
Quite a few new people.
A lot of new people.
Yeah. So why don't we do that now?
Let's okay.
talk about who's here today.
All right. We have our sponsor, our host that handles our Brazil events, and she also does the Brazilian website. That would be Silvia Magini from Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Stand up, Silvia. Thank you for being here. We spent
most of
really,
October with her.
Most of October with Sylvia. We were down in Brazil earlier in the month where we did a live SES school, that's Sexual Energies. Mm-hmm. And what an amazing time we had. And, of course, Sylvia came up here to take the training. So here we are.
From Bucharest, Romania.
You know how the slide actually tied?
Yeah.
You want to see that again?
Go, please.
I heard a lot of whistles there. Okay, we got to watch this first. But that's pretty cool. If you like to self-hypnotize yourself.
This is stunning.
It is. You know, we spare no expense here at the Crimson Circle for your entertainment.
It makes me want to pull out a streamer. And
it kind of hypnotizes me.
Oh, it doesn't take much these days.
And look
days.
At how the butterfly and everything matches.
Oh, Mr. Hoppy.
Okay, get ready for the next slide.
Where
ready?
Are you going? Go ahead.
You sure?
No,
all
I'm
right.
not, but do it anyways. Oh!
Yeah, there's a little guy behind the screen there making all that happen. His name is the Wizard of Oz. Anyway, who else is here today?
We also have our host from Romania. She also has created the Crimson Circle website in Romania, amongst many, many other things too long to list. And she was the recent recipient of the Inspire Consciousness Award this year, Silvia Marin. From Woo!
Silvia, would you like to say something for those who are watching from Romania? In Romanian.
In
Romania.
No. First of all, I want to say thank
you. You forgot how to
in
speak
English.
Romanian.
No, not yet. So
not yet.
I'm very happy to be here, to come back here once again, because this place is very close to my heart. It's as a second home for me. So, glad to hear each of you, and much love from my heart. And now, hello, Romania.
That's Romanian.
Sper că sunteți toți conectați și sunteți împreună cu mine aici. Sunteți conectați cu mine, cu toate inimile de aici. Și eu transmit aici toată iubirea din România. Și ne vedem săptămâna viitoare. I love you, my daughter.
Laura.
Yeah.
Thank you
Sylvia.
So much.
Good to have you here.
From Eggstadt, Germany, we have Nora Schneiderbauer.
Hello,
right.
Nora.
Hi, Nora. Nora was at the teacher training.
And Eggstadt is near Munich.
Yeah.
In the Munich area.
The Austrian border.
Yes. And would you like to say something for German Chambra in Deutsch? And we'll give you the microphone.
Thank you. Es ist wunderbar, hier zu sein. Es ist ein wunderbarer Ort und... eine Ehre. Danke.
Jeff
Danke.
Thinks you're offering him
Danke.
A candy bar when you say that.
I know what Wunder Bars are. I have them in the morning. They give me a lot of energy.
Sorry, Nora.
Thank you, Nora. I'm so international. It's amazing.
And you should let. We need to let Sylvia say something to the Brazilians in Portuguese.
Yes. Would you mind saying... hello, and a few words to the... You know what they do? They go, this is really a crazy group here, and I don't know what I'm doing, but...
Oi, pessoal. Eu tô aqui. Alô para vocês. Beijo, Silvia.
Thank you.
Thank you. What did you say to him? Yeah, that's my secret. Okay.
All right. From Albuquerque, New Mexico, we have Annie Morningstar here again. Annie, good
hello,
to see
Annie.
You
Hello, Annie. Good
again.
To see you.
you. And from Taos, New Mexico, we have Sharon Warner. Where are you, Sharon?
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Good to see you. Transplanted from Minnesota and now living in Taos.
Yeah.
Or New Mexico, yeah.
Okay.
Glad you're here.
Also, very special guests and our hosts from the Quantum Leap, we have Hootie Bites and Louise Sareski here. Woo! Go ahead, stand up. Got the color-coordinated outfit.
Yeah, nice color coordination.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. And special guest, kind of back and forth between Mexico, Colorado, Mexico, Colorado, our dear friend, Gabriela.
Hello, Gabriela. And would you say something in
Espanol?
Spanish? Espanol. He's going to give you the mic.
Hi to the Mexicans.
The Mexican contingency.
Hi to the Mexican contingency, Luli Contessa, all the Canadian friends, all the friends around the world. Festejen el Día de los Muertos. Enjoy your long weekend. And I'm happy to be here.
Is it a party weekend in Mexico?
Yes, Saturday and Sunday. Yesterday was All Saints Day, and today...
Unless you're Catholic, yeah.
Okay, now we got a little bit of a problem because not everybody's on here, but we have special guests who also go back and forth between the East Coast, Massachusetts, I believe, and Colorado. We have Patricia Aberdeen and Alambalea.
Hey, oh, good to see you again.
Glad you're here.
So,
are you speaking French?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Sure, why not?
Would you say something in French? Oui, monsieur.
Bonjour, Chambois.
Thank you. Good to see you back here in the mountains.
Okay. Bouboucher à la poulet.
What did you say to Alain?
Something's wrong with your chicken.
Oh. Yes,
right?
There is. But you shouldn't talk about it publicly. Okay. Anybody else?
But they haven't identified
anybody
themselves.
Anybody else from out of state, outside
anybody
of Colorado?
Else?
That we haven't welcomed. Where are you from?
I'm from California and originally a transplant from New Zealand.
Oh,
ah,
okay.
Welcome.
So kind of a sunny Kiwi. Yeah. And what part of California? What part of California are you from?
Santa Barbara, Ventura area.
Beautiful area.
And beautiful. I have a question. How many people that are here today have either never been to a shout or haven't been to a shout in more than a year?
First time or...
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah,
quite a few.
Yeah, and there's a few chickens that won't raise their hand.
Yeah. Okay, you ready to take off here?
All right. I hope so.
Yeah, we're going to get into last month's shout.
I don't know if
For
I
those
can...
who are... Okay, I'll do it again. All right.
Oh.
Twist my arm. It was just a really cool visual. Well, you have to watch the.
Oh.
Okay, now you saw that. Now watch.
Oh, it's a party, confetti.
Yeah. Let's see, where was I? Oh, if you're here for the
first time, you were supposed to be right here.
If you're
at least until the break.
Okay, okay. I'm gonna try. I'm gonna stand on my own feet.
Here. Garrett and, used to stand on normal feet. I can just stand on my feet. There you go.
A shout, which is what we call this. A shout is where the entities come in, kind of collectively put their arms around all of us, not just here in Cold Creek, but anybody listening in, anybody that's going to read it or listen to it. And they kind of take it's kind of like all of our energy. It's coming through, in this case, Saint Germain, but it's really all of our message. That's what a shout is. Versus what you would call a typical message or a channel is usually the entity just kind of giving their thoughts and ideas. But this is really us. So that's a shout. Last month was Adamas Saint-Germain or Saint-Germain. That's all right.
Oh, you got the nod. Ooh.
I can say it.
You're so sexy.
Yes. Saint-Germain.
Boubou la poulet.
This was Shoud 3 of the current returning series. It's called the returning series because, well, Tobias is returning soon enough. And then we're also returning back to our full selves. So Linda's going
to... when there's many facets?
Linda's going to read the part of and I'll give my comments on it. Go ahead.
Okay, this is not a very funny channel, so I'm going to try to stay
real. No, it's not.
No.
No.
Okay. Okay.
Serious.
Okay. Dear Chambra, what you are seeing right now is a farewell to power, the loss of power. Power is the poison on earth right now. It is sweeping across every institution of power, including the financial sector, the government, the churches. You're going to see it even in things like universities and schools, in the police departments, in the militaries, because what used to be the very thing that sustained them is now going to be the thing that collapses them.
Can't tell you how many times I heard during the month from people saying, what's going on in the world? And I'd send them the Shoud. Sent out a lot of copies to non-Chambra, just to regular folks.
Including family members.
You know, family members. And it was amazing how many of them who would never normally read a channel or something from a entity really found a lot of relief in it. And it said it made sense. At some level, you had all these power centers around the world, and that power is going away. If you remember several years ago, Tobias said the power is an illusion. And talked about, you know, our basic elements of power are negative, positive, or light, dark, masculine, feminine, the duality. And we've always used duality energy for everything in order to help us understand who we are, but also it was our basis for the world and even a lot of the etheric realms. So they're saying right now the need for power or the need for opposing energies is going away as we become integrated. So particularly now, pretty shortly after the quantum leap, all these institutions and people and banks and everything else that have been trying to amass power and misuse power are finding that it's actually coming back and working against them.
Oh, it's being so revealed.
So it was really actually comforting in an odd way because when, you know, it's not that the world is crumbling, it's just that the basis for consciousness is changing away from power-based now to a, an integrated base.
It was comfortable until I started looking at my 401k.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Not to worry. No. Okay. He went on to say,
you are the ones you've been waiting for. You are the messengers. You are the ones who have come across time and space, in spite of getting caught in this very linear and restricted dimension. You are the ones who came here with the message a long, long time ago. Disguised for so many lifetimes in the physical body, trapped for so long in the mind. You are the messengers. Not the ones in flying saucers, not some leader who you think is going to rise up from the ranks, come to save this planet Earth. You are the messengers.
Of course, this is such a simple and profound message, reminding us of why we're here right now. We're our own messengers, first of all, and then we're the messengers for other people who choose that, not about evangelizing or, getting up on a soapbox or anything. But we're the messengers. We're the ones that chose to be here right now to be the guides and the teachers and the standards for other people. If they come to you, David, and say, David, what's going on in the world? You're coming here as a messenger, as we all are. I thought it was interesting to note that he said, it's not the aliens aren't going to land and show you the way because, as they've all said before, there's a lot of intelligence out there, other life forms, but we are the highest order of, not even intelligence, but of beingness. Don't wait for the great mothership to arrive, which, by the way, did you notice it didn't? The October 14th prediction. But, that's kind of drama. It's kind of putting your power in something else. And You know, there were so many who were, I got so many emails the first part of October about get ready for the mothership. Didn't show up, not at my house anyway. I don't know about yours, but didn't show up. I think it's a reminder to us that it's not about looking somewhere else for the answers. It's understanding that you and you and you and all of us, we already have that. It's already right here.
Well, and he said the messengers, so that takes it one step further. And it means that when I'm having a good day, I actually have had people asking me questions where I have found the answers I'm giving them are more global. They seem to, they actually are more open, and they're listening to what is changing, what might make a difference, and it even something small can make a difference. That's the cool part I noticed on good days.
Yep.
On good days.
On good days, right. He went on to say,
over the next few years, 4 years, you're going to see some very difficult things. Hello. Challenging things. You're going to see an old consciousness on Earth unravel, come apart. The next 4 years are going to be a time for you to be in balance, to bring up within yourself everything that you've learned, everything that you've gained in wisdom, everything that you already know within yourself. The next 4 years are going to be a time to stop hiding, stop pretending that you're a victim, stop pretending that you're waiting for something else, stop pretending that you have to learn more, you have to go through all of these rituals and ceremonies to become a new energy human.
In this slide, Saint Germain is saying that the next 4 years are going to be pretty interesting.
You didn't need Saint Germain to figure that out, though,
no,
did you?
No. But he actually narrowed it down to about 4 years, which is kind of good because you can kind of brace yourself.
Can now, you hold your breath for 4 years?
There were some other slides that I didn't include here, but he talked about specific things that were going to happen. I forget what they all are, but pretty much saying that there's going to be a lot of chaos all around, everywhere, financial systems, earth changes, more intense than we've seen, since you know when, Atlantis.
I thought you would say since hell froze over, but okay.
But very, very intense. He's saying here in this particular quote that it's time to stop pretending that we're waiting for another time. Stop pretending that we're waiting for another date. You notice how these dates come and go. You know, there's always some date, you know, but they come and go. He's like, you're here. It's right now. You're in the midst of it. Stop pretending that you're a victim. Stop looking for something else. Stop thinking you have things that you have to keep studying. It's right now. It's happening, which is Tobias told us that in Shoud 2, called It's Happening. Right now. This is it. This is it. Fun, huh?
Well, incredibly important to being very present.
Well, it helps you to understand, you say, well, what's going on in me and what's going on around the world. So it's like, wow, the change, the transformation in consciousness. Pretty simple. See, we're done for the day.
God.
That's it.
Ooh, I graduate.
He went on to say,
you will be able to get through every part of this nearly unscratched if you remember to trust who you are. That's pretty important. I'm not talking about trusting some unknown God. I'm not talking about trusting a guru. I'm not talking about trusting who you think you're going to be in 5 or 10 years from now. I'm talking about trusting you right now. Wow. You have every tool. You have every resource. You have everything you need right now because as a messenger, you put it there for yourself. Trust that you knew enough to put that tool in the path to be utilized in the now moment.
It's kind of interesting to think that before we came here, not knowing all the details and specifics, but knowing the evolution, the change of energy, that we said, you know, I'm going to be down there, way down there,
ooh,
on Earth during this time, way down
ooh
there, during this time of change. Before we even came into this lifetime, we said, I'm going to give myself the tools that I already am going to need. And they're going to appear at the right time and the right place, whether it's abundance or just wisdom or relationships or whatever it happens to be, they will be there. It's only when we get out of that trust and start saying, where are they? Where are they? And forget to look down and see they're right. We're standing on them. They're right there.
Yeah, but when all hell is breaking loose, it gets to be a little bit of a challenge on those days.
That's when you need to take a deep breath.
Uh-huh.
And remind yourself, you already put all the tools there for yourself.
I think I'm going to have to put this on my bed.
Okay.
And before I go to sleep at night, I'm going to read this now.
That would
every
be great.
Every night to stay
every
balanced.
Night, and it's going to see, trust that you knew enough to put that tool in the past to be utilized in the now moment.
You knew that slide by heart.
I just read it off the screen there. And but I think you can summarize it by saying, trust self.
I know, but that can it's be real a easy challenge to, on the crazy
that's
days.
That's when you think of Norma,
okay. And
you take a deep breath. Okay, next slide.
I'm putting that slide aside. Are we ready?
You're ready.
Okay. You'll see what many will term visitations, lights in the sky.
Ooh. Ooh.
Very unusual patterns, the likes of which have not been seen before. These are not the aliens.
Damn.
These are the new consciousness of humanity coming in. They will be perceived as lights in the sky, not just at night, but during the day. They'll be perceived as very interesting shifts, mostly as light energy, but as other types of energy as well. Some will interpret this through the mind and the eyes as alien beings, but it's your new energy, your divinity, and the new consciousness of humanity coming in.
I know it's just doing a quick check on the web. There were no major things of lights other than a little town called Stephenville, Texas. I forgot the date, but it was like October 11th or something. It's a 10-1-1 number. But there was a lot of people saw these things during the day and the night, but it wasn't like Well, it was Texas, so, I mean, what can I say? But what he's trying to say here is...
Don't pick on anybody. We get bad emails.
I know, but we lived
Texas,
in... Yeah. What he's saying here is that as some of these unusual events happened, don't misunderstand them or misinterpret them. It's just ourselves. What we perceive as the lights or whatever it happens to be is our own divinity and our own new consciousness moving in. So... take responsibility for it.
That was brilliant.
Thank you. He went on to say,
as we now move into this very important time in your lives, here are just a few simple things to remember. Oh, another slide to save. Okay. Power is leaving. Stay out of drama. Oh, wow. Stay out of blaming yourself. Simplify all things in your life. Let go of your mind as a power center. Very great, Chief.
You know, and I wanted to comment on a couple of these in particular. The mind is such a power center. I mean, that's where everything is focused, how smart you are. We process all the thoughts through there. It is our individual human power center, even more than the physical body.
It keeps your body alive.
It does, but... even the mind as a power center is changing because the real center, the divine center, is much grander than that. It's our total consciousness, our divinity. So instead of just thinking about things, really allow yourself to feel things. Know at a higher level. It's really tough to let go of the mind because it's very programmed. It works to a degree, but it's like, you know, riding a bicycle rather than taking a, you know, jet airplane. It works, you know, it gets us there, but it doesn't always get us there in style. So the other thing, simplify things in your life. You know, it's really easy right now to make things, the mind makes things very complex. And in that complexity, we tend to fall into drama. We tend to get overwhelmed. And it's very leaky on the energy. As we're overwhelmed, energy just leaks out. And then you get tired, and then you get sick, and then life isn't fun. So he says, simplify things in your life. And I think that really means take a look, what's important? What's important in a material way? What's important in consciousness? What's important with what you're doing in your life? When it's simpler, it's easy to see and to understand.
Gotta practice that.
Stay away from blaming yourself, which is so easy for us to do. blaming yourself for things going wrong, taking that energy, a global energy right now, is your own. Not that you're messing up the whole world, but you feel that. And you feel the tension and the drama and the fear and take it as your own.
That also distracts you from being available to others because
Absolutely.
You're so caught in that it's really inefficient.
Absolutely. Staying out of drama, that's kind of a given, but it's hard to do sometimes.
Oh, man, it's like
you know, when there's drama all around, it's easy to get caught right into it, but just take a deep breath, let the drama pass through. Drama can be addictive.
I mean,
it really can be. I mean, particularly in an older energy consciousness, drama makes you feel alive.
You want
even
the drama
if it's,
phone numbers?
Even if,
drama
it's,
phone numbers.
Even if it's bad drama, it gives you kind of a boost of spiritual or metaphysical adrenaline. And it gets things going, gives you a purpose, gives you this kind of a high. But then you know what happens after that high?
You feel like crap.
Yeah, you do.
And then you go
out looking for more drama. So you learn to adjust to not having to have drama in your life.
And then when
it comes around, then you're like, whoa, hang out. I don't want to get on. It's like a lot of sugar. Don't need to get on that again.
The SES school is good for helping with that.
Absolutely. Thank you. He went on to say, very little type here.
Oh, little, because there's so much.
I'll just sit down while you read that.
Okay. The collapse of power leads to waves of turbulence that cause a tense void which leads to new awareness.
I have to interrupt for a moment.
Please.
This is Adamus's kind of metaphysical formula, like E equals MC squared, but this is like, you know, one of his collapse of power. I could actually see him kind of writing it out on a chalkboard during the channel.
Okay. Yeah,
it was some formula.
Sure.
But then it went away.
Okay. Yeah. Professor Adamus.
He went on to explain what that meant.
Right now, you're seeing power centers collapse. That will send out waves of turbulence, which will elicit fear, drama, overreaction by people all around the world. But this will create such an energy dynamic, it creates a type of void. And in the void, people don't know what to do. They're searching for answers everywhere, but there does not seem to be anything at the moment. It's a tense void because it was created out of tension. When that void transmutes, the transmutation invites in awareness or new consciousness on a very, very high level. It'll come rushing in, streaming in, like water when a dam is broken. You're going to see some very, very fast and very efficient solutions.
So when you think about what's happening, power collapses, creates kind of a void, you know, when anything like that collapses, creates a void. Something's got to come in and fill the void. It's new consciousness. It's new solutions, and it's a lot more efficiency. So all this is happening for a reason. If you want to take a look at what's happening out there, take a look at what happened in here. Not me, but you. Over these past 5 or 10 years, you went through a collapse of your own self in a way. What did Kathumi say, and everybody hated, funny thing happened on the way to ascension, I lost everything?
That's really not funny. That is not funny.
He's laughing right now, I tell you.
And you notice he hasn't been around much. Hello.
Well, he has been, but he works on a quieter, more individual
level. He didn't like the...
But so this collapse occurs. You know what it was like for yourself. And everything got seemed to fall apart. There was a void in your life, a time of nothing or a time of just tremendous emptiness. And then that void allows a lot of new ideas and new consciousness and new ways to come flooding into your life. So what happened to you 5 years ago, 10 years ago, last week, is now happening around the globe. That's all.
So when are we going to hear from Dear Kathumi again?
I don't know.
It's been a long time.
I hear from him once in a while.
Do you?
Okay. Yeah.
What's he say?
He's working.
It's a secret. Okay. All right. You're in for the most incredible part of your journey here on Earth in this lifetime. The part that you have been rehearsing for in the other realms, that you've been preparing for in every different way in your life right now. It's a time for you, the messengers, to come forward, not to preach and evangelize, not to tell people how you were right or they were wrong, but to be there as a standard of new consciousness. Because when this void is filled and the awareness comes in, it's going to need people like you to be the ones who are integrated, who are grounding it, and who are acting in a reasonable and high conscious fashion. My hat is off to each and every one of you for the work that you do. Wow.
So there's one more slide?
Uh-uh.
Oh, that was last one. Okay. Mm-hmm. If you listened to the shout last month and then you were so depressed you turned it off, but, you know, went to bed or whatever, you missed the nice part, the kind of the benefit part. And he did that during questions and answers. And he talked about, with all this change going on in the world right now, what appears to be a collapse of things, the good news is that we're going to find tremendous solutions very quickly to things like energy, fuel energy, to things like food and science and medicine. We had this, you know, this big void, but that brings in a whole new level of tools for living, of things for Earth. And he's saying that we're here right now, strategically, by choice to be here, to be those guides and those standards through the difficult times, but also as the world really evolves into a new place. It was funny, I didn't have the slide on here, but he talked about he was taking time from his busy schedule last month to be here with us. You know,
so
part of,
lovely of him.
Yes, very busy schedule. He was actually in Paris for meetings for, you know, with the power brokers and the governments, and I'm like, yeah. You know, I went on the internet the next day. They had a photo of all these big cheeses in Europe who had gathered there and continued to gather there for meetings. So it was kind of funny. He said that he actually showed up as Saint Germain, not as a little dog or a cat, but as Saint Germain with contemporary clothes.
The man.
But he said that people recognized him but didn't know where from.
Oh, interesting.
I kind of like past life. So anyway.
He's so mysterious.
So mysterious. So that was last month's shout. It was kind of a landmark. Obviously, the difference in energy between Tobias and Saint Germain is profound. I was glad that he did this last month.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to take a few minutes and go through what a month it was.
Whoa, it was.
Isn't that pretty?
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know. I have no idea. It's a pretty picture. Mm.
You are so creative.
I think it's up in New England somewhere, don't you think?
Okay.
Okay. Last month was a great one.
Oh, that just fell down.
You want to see it again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whoa.
Boom. The day after the shout, we did a new energy music day right here in Cold Creek Canyon, and it included a wonderful presentation by Gerhardt and Anat. And here, typical, you know, male, female, he's pretending he can't hear her.
Oh, that's funny. That is just hysterical.
I just thought of that on the spot. Ooh. It's like, I was going to describe the picture. Actually, they're leading the group in overtoning. They were showing us how to do overtoning, and I am not going to...
I dare you.
No. Something like that. Sounds like a broken didgeridoo. All right, the rest of the group learned, right?
Save it for tonight.
Right. Edith, you've been practicing the overtoning at home?
Lie.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Oh.
All right. Well, there you are, Edith.
Oh,
see? And that, you know, Edith, that is a beautiful picture.
Yes.
I'm going to send you a copy.
Look how kind.
I love that.
Soft and gentle and soulful you look. Oh, Edith, that is special. You should use that as your Christmas
card. You should. It's the epitome of Chambra energy. You know, we're gathered together, and I love that picture, Edith.
Jeez. It's so nice.
Yeah, we were really opening ourselves up, as you can see. We had a good time here. There was about, I forgot, maybe 35, 40, here for the thing. And then we went straight,
Carrie Gallant was the one, that figured out how to overtone, remember? It was Carrie
Yeah, you were doing good overtoning.
Yeah, good job, Carrie.
We also did an Ask Tobias music. Subject was about music. Linda and Gerhardt did the moderation of the session, and it really wasn't about music. as typical with the bias. He talked about communicating, and he talked about in Atlantis in particular, we used very, very few letters, no consonants, mostly vowels, and how it was sung. And he talked about how to use that again. He said when you're trying to communicate with your dog, you know, don't talk to it in English or German or anything like that. Talk to it through tones.
Somebody might call the cops.
No. And I actually had a few people that actually went home and did that and talked to their dogs and their cats with tones, and their ears perked up, and they're like, whoa, master's crazy. It scared them. They're used to a very flat tonality from the spoken word, but he really talks in there about how to use tones to communicate with anything. It was pretty fascinating. Gerhardt and Anat played some music, and it was a fun afternoon.
A good time was had by all.
See, everybody's laughing. I had a great time. He's like, I don't know. Who do I hear? Is that Tobias? Okay. This is now available as a digital download or an audio CD set. I think we have some over here today.
Yes, we do. We certainly do.
So if you're interested in the Ask Tobias music or non-music, really, it should be called Ask Tobias Communications. Yeah. But it's a really good CD. Okay, from there it was on to São Paulo, Brazil for the Sexual Energy School. We had about, 120.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, Sylvia was our sponsor and host and did a lovely job. We had a grand time there.
It's a great group.
It was all translated. Most of the Brazilian chamber wore headsets. But, you know, the energy still really, really came through. Good translators. Just a few shots of the group down there. It was actually fun to do it again, even though I'd said after the first sexual energy school I'd never do it again. We actually had a good time. But you can see actually even the... Anat and Gerhardt were there also. They joined us, and their music had such a wonderful...
It was soothing.
Soothing effect on the whole thing.
Transformation.
I got up and did dancing, those wild Brazilians.
Oh, yes.
Having a great time.
They know how to move.
So we were there about 7 or 8 days, I think.
Yep.
I was back here to Colorado for teacher training for aspectology. We had about 22 students, I think, or teachers, actually, take the training with the first aspectology training.
Mm-hmm.
So John Kaderka was rushing to get all the DVDs and the information together just in time.
It was such a great experience.
So, and then we followed it up with SES teacher training.
Correct.
Had about, I think, a dozen.
14.
It was beautiful weather, but one morning we got a little bit of snow at the hotel up in Evergreen. And
just so we had some Australians and somebody from, I forgot where else.
New Zealand, Australia.
Yeah, so they got it like, just a little taste of snow.
Colombia, Brazil.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Germany, Netherlands, United States, of course. Slovenia.
Mm-hmm. Romania.
Venezuela. Yeah.
Did you say Romania?
So this is a shot from the hotel. Everybody loved just the mountain
Very
view.
Peaceful.
And it was really beautiful. Of course, they were a little shocked. This is right outside the hotel. It says, caution, mountain lions and bears in this area. Please do not approach or feed these wild animals. No loitering after dark. And they actually said, you don't want to be out after dark. Now, we weren't off in some remote place. This is up in Evergreen, near the highway and restaurants and that, but they have mountain lions and bears, and I think the people outside the Rocky Mountain area were a little perturbed or a little flustered by this.
Well, and just so people understand what a different place it is to live in Colorado, this really is the Colorado wild Rocky Mountains. And like right now, you need to be careful when you drive because it's deer mating season.
Yeah.
And they get a little crazy chasing each other.
They love my car. You know, they go chasing after it.
So we do live in a wild and woolly.
Yeah. But I had to show this slide because so many people were like, they're kidding, aren't they? You know, like,
that's not
really,
a
I mean,
joke.
It's like, no. This is real. So everybody stayed inside. It is pretty intense. Aspectology, I think, is 4 days of intense training, and SES is 4.5 or 5 days, but just a shot of some of the folks, two of our dear friends and teachers from Venezuela. And here's the Aspectology teacher group. Fine-looking group it is.
Mm-hmm.
And literally from all around the world, Austria and America here.
Yep.
Okay, and just real quickly, while we're talking at Chambre Institute.
I want to do one really just quickie thing.
Okay.
Since we're talking about Chambre
sure.
Institute, if you are a certified Chambre Institute teacher sitting in this room, just for fun, would you stand up and let us acknowledge you? Go ahead. And Annie, go ahead. Come on, Gabriella and Ralph. You're all certified. Don't be shy. If you, woo!
I had to sit down for that because
we're so proud of our
teachers. Not certified. I'm not.
You're certified, but not the way we're talking.
They won't let me. I'm not
certifiable.
I'm not authorized to teach those classes. I'm not, actually not. Just for a real quick recap of Chambre Institute, it's been 2 years since we started the training teachers.
Exactly 2 years.
And in that time, we've trained 371 teachers. You can kind of see the breakdown, 17 for syncretize, 77 Dreamwalker death, 25 for birth, 105 for ascension, 125 for sex, and 22 for aspectology. And we have a lot more teacher training coming up. So
it's exciting.
I was pretty impressed when I looked
it's
at those
really
numbers.
It's really special to see people that are so connected to the material that they want to share the material with others. Really
And those
amazing.
Teachers have conducted up to now 777 classes around the world, which is pretty impressive. Again, sex leads the way, followed by death. First you have your sex, then you have your death, and
Jeff.
Then ascension. It's that easy.
Jeff, did you do the math on that, like in your head or on your fingers? Or
on the keyboard.
Okay. Seven. You're off a number.
I think that's about right.
That's off a little
rough. Close enough.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'll do that again.
Oh, that's pretty.
Hang on. Okay,
one. Oh, wow. Look at that.
Okay, upcoming
event. Oh, you're so talented.
Love that. Upcoming events. We're leaving in about a week for Frankfurt for Tobias's Aspectology School. Sold out. Sorry, it's sold out pretty quickly. German-speaking countries.
Out.
Yeah.
The rumors are out. Mm-hmm.
Okay. After that, we're gonna hop, skip, and jump down to Athens, Greece for a 2-day workshop. I know Saint Germain's gonna be there as well
Tobias.
So. It should be interesting.
It's a very old city.
And then we actually, whoops, I'm going to back up. Actually, after we
very
get back
awesome.
Home, we have a break in December. Oh, I forgot one.
You haven't filled it yet?
I forgot one thing. I forgot to mention the Christmas party, but I'll do it in a minute.
Okay.
January, on to Tokyo, Japan for the Aspectology School.
Kuniakin and Megan are our sponsors, our hosts.
Followed by Tobias' 6th annual and final Kauai retreat. We do have a couple spaces still open for that.
Yes, we do.
And I know quite a few people here are going. Yes. Okay. February, it's a day of new consciousness in Tel Aviv, Israel. Yes, I know that's a shot from Jerusalem, but I liked it. So you can't find that in Tel Aviv. On February 14th, Valentine's Day.
Yes. Oh, lovely.
And then from there, we can't go directly to Egypt, so we have to go somewhere else and then go to Egypt. It's our Back to Egypt tour. Sorry, sold out. We'll do another one. I'm looking forward to that. In late February, we're doing getting together with a group of other channelers and metaphysicians in Solothurn, Switzerland.
Mark Ritter from Switzerland would like to say it properly.
How do you say it? Solothurn? Solothurn. Solothurn. There are certain sounds that Americans cannot make. You know, thuin, 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 thuin. I can't do it. I can't do it. I just can't. You know, if I said, you know, if I said that to somebody out in the street, they'd beat me up. You know. Solothurn.
No, he just.
I know, I'm teasing with Mark. Anyway, if you're interested in attending, we're going to have the link up on our website this coming week. You just click on it and sign up through there. So should be fun. And then in March, Mallorca, Spain, we're doing Tobias's Interdimensional Workshop.
That's a really pretty butterfly.
Isn't that, though?
Yeah.
We did the first version of this in Wisconsin 2 months ago. And it was so good, so popular, that we're going to do it again in Mallorca, Spain, little island off the coast. And just a few other events coming up, Australia and New Zealand in April, Romania and I think Poland in May.
Krakow.
And back to Brazil in June. And, of course, as you all know, July 2009 is Tobias's farewell party up in Breckenridge, Colorado. We'll have that on the website for sign-up in a couple of weeks. But that is set, 17th through the 19th of July.
Be there or be square.
It'll be a party.
Be special.
I'm gonna grow a beard, and they're going to make me wear a robe.
I heard you're going to wear a dress.
It's not a dress. It's a robe.
Do you get to wear boy underwear, or do you have to wear some other
pants?
I'm
not going to tell.
Boxers?
I'm not going to tell. All right.
I'm a little afraid.
The one other thing, I forgot to do a slide on it, but next month for our shout, our monthly meeting, is December 6th right here in Coal Creek. After the regular meeting, you know, at 5 o'clock, we're going to have a holiday party. We're going to have Carrie's famous fondue. Mm-hmm. Carrie Gallant had a very successful fondue restaurant up in Fort Collins.
Yep.
And so she's going to be making the fondue with some of the other staff members, lasagna, salads,
fondue,
desserts, and beverages. It's I think it's $25 a person. We'll have a DJ with music. We're just going to have a good time right here at Coal Creek.
There's a rumor that Leslie Havim, who is quite the chef in her own right, might be assisting also.
Wow. Are you going to help out with that, Leslie?
Yeah, I'm going to help with the appetizers.
Fantastic. So we're going to do it right. This will be a gourmet festival. Yeah. I want music, and it's bring your own. We'll have regular beverages. Bring your other beverages.
For those of you that were there, no, it's okay. It's BYOB.
Oh, we can. That's what I.
Yeah, it's BYOB. Yeah. You have to bring your own. And
we can't. We're not allowed to sell it.
No. The insurance doesn't allow it, and the laws don't allow it.
And Susie would get real upset.
I'm the one that goes totally crazy. The music is the same people that we had last time, Brian Campbell. And if you remember last year, it was just be light, be happy, and celebrate fun music. So I hope that some of you will be here to join us. Be here or be square.
If you're interested in becoming a Schomburg Institute teacher, here's a few dates for upcoming teacher training. All in Europe, of course. But, hey, Europe is great this time of the year. Okay, moving right along. It's time.
You need blast-off music. Where's your blast-off music?
No, I actually, this
is kind of
nice.
Or the globe should just, like,
this is
kinda take
nice.
Off.
All right, it's time
something
for the...
Something needs to take off.
Isn't that nice? Yeah. I like the kind of subtle, revolving world.
I want something dynamic. Yeah. I want something that just goes wild.
Next month, maybe. Whoa. But let's take a deep breath. I love the Shamba Launchpad because, you know, we're actually all very creative beings, but sometimes we hold back on it. When Shamba gets out there and creates something new and puts it out there for the world, I think we should all be part of helping to launch that.
We forget to make time for it.
Absolutely.
And I'm really excited because this is actually a visual artist, and that's really exciting to have someone doing that. And so this is really exciting to me because we forget to do our creation.
So let's welcome up Gail Austin, our launchette today.
Welcome, Gail. I have to tell you something funny. Hello. Many, many times when we have somebody come up to the launch pad, there's a universal thing that occurs. And about one out of two times, somebody says, "Oh, this is exciting. I can hardly stay here. I'm just so excited." And it's exciting to try and focus because this is fun.
Yeah. Yes, you're helping me walk through my fears today, and I really appreciate
it. Doesn't it feel
it.
Good up this, here, though?
It does. It feels really great.
Yeah.
And I so appreciate you guys.
It's our good
pleasure.
Energy
so
up here.
Awesome.
Our pleasure.
Thank you.
So the room, for those who are here, you can see has a lot of Gail's artwork around. Beautiful artwork, wonderful energy. I actually went to your website last night, and I found myself, I just wanted to pick a few pictures to put on the slideshow, but I found myself kind of falling into the pictures, falling into the art.
Wonderful, wonderful.
So well, tell us a little bit about how you got going in this and what you want to do with it right now.
I've been doing art since I was a little kid and just really enjoyed it, and I love expressing myself, and it's just wonderful. I think everybody can do it if they want to.
Sure.
But you do it very well.
Thank you. I'm launching my new website, and I would love to have some shows anywhere in the whole world. That would be awesome. But, you know, you asked, so.
We're starting
and
here.
The website is called gaustinart.com.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful place to visit. Like I said, I went there last night.
Thank you.
And all of a sudden I realized I'd been on it for about a half hour. I had to finish the slides, of course, because everybody loves the slides.
It's really beautiful.
Yes, they are very good. Yes, you're an artist as well, for sure.
I can't do stuff like that.
You are.
And I like the little angels. Are they made out of porcelain?
They're made out of ceramic.
Uh-huh.
Oh, those are beautiful.
They're inspired by angels.
Mm-hmm. Those would be great holiday gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Not to show the products or,
they'd
you know,
really
promote
go
them.
Ahead.
Oh,
why
you know,
not?
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
What the heck?
Well, and I think one of the reasons why the room feels so good today, in addition to the wonderful chambre here, the paintings give off an energy.
Always.
Not just the color or the design, but the heart and the energy behind them. And
thank
it's
you.
Such a great way of sharing that with people.
Well, thank you.
Well, you can feel into them, and what happens is the longer you look at them, the more you find yourself into different parts of it and moving into it. They're really quite a beautiful way to move your energy.
Thank you.
And you have a lot of the artwork here today for people to, and I would encourage you just to go over and take a look and feel the energy.
Great energy.
I think it's
thank
a really
you.
Good way for anybody, whether you think you're artistic or not, just give it a try, and because it's a way of communicating.
Yeah.
And not just sharing yourself, but, you know, I would say that, I'm sorry, I'm doing all the talking here, but I'm excited. I would say that, you know, you look at a beautiful painting like what you've done, and you can get the energy in just a matter of moments looking at it and the feeling from it. It could take hours to get through listening to a shout or something like that. It's just very... It's very immediate.
But like you can feel yourself walking among the asparagus.
I don't know why, but I'm hungry for asparagus. And I think it's smelly afterwards, but we won't go there. But anyway, it's we're.
And Gail, you're an award winner. You've actually done quite a lot of artwork, and you've won awards.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about your art and what it means for you?
I just love. Yeah, I love it. Everything, and I love this organization. I love Tobias and St. Germain and and everybody.
Thank you.
I think it's really awesome. It feels like home here.
Thank you.
I so appreciate you guys having this safe space here.
Thank you.
Well, and
it's
I thank
pleasure.
You because you. Hopefully it will encourage other people to just do it.
Yeah, just
you know, don't hide your paintings at home. Don't think about painting or writing a book or anything else. Just do it.
Yeah. Do it.
Great. Well, thank you very much. Big hand for Gail. Okay. It was a month of business, so I wanted to...
Oh, these are important.
I just wanted to get serious for a moment here and talk about business news. This is actually a graph that you're seeing up on the screen from for October. It's the Dow Jones, and you could see it started at about 11,000. You could see how right after... I mean, immediately after... St. Germain, it crashed.
you're good luck.
It started to kind of pick back up, and then it crapped out again. And towards the end of this week, it came up a little bit, but we're down about 18% for the month. 18%, it doesn't seem like a big number.
Is it only 18%?
For the month.
Okay.
Down 18% for the month. 18% is like a quadzillion, billion, trillion dollars.
It's quadrillion.
It's all fake zillion. Anyway. It was just power. It doesn't matter. It's actually, as long as you don't have money in the market, it's actually kind of amusing. But this has led to tremendous numbers of mergers and acquisitions, companies that are struggling right now. So they're looking at teaming with other companies to consolidate, to become more
efficient.
That's
encouraging, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah.
And I've been tracking the news all month. And
even though you're trying to stay out of drama.
Well, you know, I come from a business background, so I found it kind of interesting. But there were a couple companies in particular that were that are looking at a potential merger or acquisition. One of them is a big name we all know, 3M. Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing, located
is
obviously
that what that stands for?
Up in Minnesota.
Hmm.
You never knew that?
No.
Wow.
So couldn't 3M, have less.
3M is in talks right now with Goodyear, which is kind of interesting. This is good to note from, you know, if you've got money in the market. And they're talking about, well, obviously they have to change the name. And they're going to call it Good. Good. That's a good name for a company. It's a great name for a company.
You
all right.
You suckered a man. You suckered a man.
But you know Honeywell. Honeywell's a big name. They're into everything from those little the thermostats on the walls to aviation.
Nuclear weapons.
I dealt with Honeywell quite a bit in the aerospace industry. Big, big international company. One
big
of the
deal.
Biggest.
Yeah.
They're taking a look right now at possible merger with Fairchild Semiconductor.
Oh, yeah, the computer. Yeah.
We all know Fairchild. So the name that they are contemplating right now is Farewell, Honey Child. That'd be a good name in the stock market, you know. Farewell, Honey Child. Okay, well, I don't know what all the laughter is about. This is a tough time. Grey Poupon.
This is my favorite.
You're all familiar with Grey Poupon. It's
an
expensive mustard, but
yeah,
it's quite
yeah.
good. And they've been running into tough
Famous
times
brand.
Because people are going to Walmart shopping now, and they're buying the generic brand, kind of yellow mustard. So they're having a tough time. So they're out looking for possible suitors. Well, they're talking to another company that's having a tough time also in the garment industry because people are, well, they're patching up their old clothes. They're not buying the new stuff. So they're taking a look at merging with Dockers and creating a company called Poupon Pants. Get it?
That's my favorite.
Get it? Poupon Pants.
Yeah, it'd be funny to a 12-year-old. I'm right there with you.
Oh, boy.
Linda
saw these slides, I was in the shower, and she came rushing in, laughing. Okay. All right. And, of course, in this day and age, you know, gas is becoming more expensive, and you know, things are getting so much more difficult in the distribution business. People are shipping less packages, so some of the biggest carriers of parcels are taking a look at merging together. UPS and FedEx coming up with a new company. Just fed up. Okay, and I want to thank Tammy O'Reilly for sending the inspiration for
that. Hi, Tammy.
And
you gave us all a really good light laugh.
Thank you. A very special thanks to our setup, teardown, and our production crew come in every month and make this possible. They're running the cameras. They're back at the equipment. A few of them are asleep, setting up the kitchen, making all this possible, manning the store over here. So let's give a huge thanks to the entire staff. They work hard. They work late. All right. And, of course, I want to thank Chambra from all around the world for their love and support. This has grown from...
Makes a difference.
Well, I was going to say it's grown from a small group right here. But we still are here. We've become an international group. So I want to thank everybody for their love and support in making all this possible. We're going to take a 20-minute break. There's a lot of leftover Halloween candy, and a few Chambra went out trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
So enjoy. We'll see you in 20 minutes.
Thank you.